welcome to a special kitchen disco. It's our fifth birthday, so let's make it a good one.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
With an A-lister, Taylor Swift and Shake It Off, as the kitchen disco train rolls into town once again. And don't worry, you've already got your ticket. I'm Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and all I want to know is, are you ready for 2 whole hours of the best and feel good, 2 hours of dancefloor fillers? Well, I do hope so, because that is what I've been serving up for 5 whole years now. Yes, this week it's the kitchen disco's 5th anniversary show. So in the Disco Wonderland this time, I'll be doing all the fives. That's 6 songs connected by the number 5 coming up in a bit. And we'll be reopening the request line later on as well. I'm ready to go on this week's playlist. I've got the likes of Jessie J, Mystique, Christina Aguilera, plus there's classics from Thelma Houston, Bee Gees, Eternal, and the Detroit Spinners. I mean, does it sound like a recipe for a disco? It's a rhetorical question. Of course it does. I know what I'm doing after 5 years.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas, leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it high, high. Last weekend you stayed at home.
full of ballers and their pockets full gone. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full gone. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. You're not gonna stay at home. She tell your girl she ain't coming tonight. You going solo. Cut her off if she talks some noise. You know you got the right to get your party on. So get your hair cut and your car washed too. Looking like a star in your Armani suit. You need to look your best cause you're turning heads tonight. You're gonna find a sexy chica that's gonna dance all night. If you wanna,
we say you gotta go.
I really want to.
Then the disco with Estelle, An American Boy, and next up, Calvin Harris. And this was quite a moment, actually, because this one finds him experimenting for the first time with upfront vocals and a full-on pop sound. And it's from way back in 2009. Ready for the Weekend features Mary Pierce, who was pretty unknown at the time. She'd backed the likes of Lionel Richie and Chaka Khan, though. And this tune is an anthem. I mean, if you're looking for Friday night vibes, you have found it.
Counterfeit, counterfeit, that's what you're shouting at me. I could run, but I'd sooner have this, and amicably lick the bloodstain from your finger. Say, what do you see?
Kitchen Disco. BBC Radio 2.
Sweet. the one stop. Get it while it's hot, baby, don't stop.
Sweet sugar.
Here I go, this like sugar cake.
Disco Wonderland.
The Kitchen Disco is 5 years old this week. 2021 it was born, which seems like a long time ago, but I mean, lucky me. I love to be in the Kitchen Disco because basically I just get to think of fun songs that I think sound like a Friday night. And that is something I seek out all the time anyway. It's a tonic for me. And I want to celebrate. I want to hang the bunting. So that means all the fives in the Disco Wonderland for our fifth birthday. I do love a birthday. This is six songs connected by the number five. So we're going to start with five.
Disco Wonderland.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number five. One, two, three,
the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me definitely sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number five. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Celebrating 5 years of the Kitchen Disco with all the fives this week in the Disco Wonderland. We had Five and Everybody Get Up, and Lou Bega were there with Mambo Number Five. And this next one spent 17 weeks in the charts in 1997. Producer Pete Waterman always said it sounded like a sped up I Should Be So Lucky. Steps have been performing this one since the early auditions. And like so many of their songs, it comes with its very own dance routine. Maybe this is the most famous of all of the dance routines they've done.
It's time to begin. I'll count it in. Five, six.
We'll be right back.
Disco Wonderland.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy and you let it. 9 to 5.
For service and devotion.
You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion.
Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, oh, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life.
Song 4 of 6 in Disco Wonderland, Dolly Parton and 9 to 5. And steps before with 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's actually easy to forget how much of a hit-making factory Steps were in the 90s. They had a ridiculous 14 top 10 hits. And that was at a time when you had to sell quite a few copies to make the top 10. So look at us. We've got all the fives in Disco Wonderland to mark Kitchen Disco's 5th birthday. This part of the show, the Disco Wonderland, has always been one of my favourite parts. I mean, it's 6 songs and a theme, and sometimes I'm very, very logical, and sometimes we are downright surreal or crazy or a little bit bizarre. Some of my favourite themes over the years, we've done oceans, we've done space theme songs. There was even a Kitchen Disco Wonderland theme of body parts, which you should not know. Moving legs, hands, arms. We've had songs with brackets in the title, songs with metals. Actually, now that I come to think of it, I would love to hear from you if you've got any ideas for future Disco Wonderland themes. It's amazing how tenuous a theme can bring together 6 songs, and I enjoy exploiting that tenuous link. So sock it to me, give me your ideas. Right, next up, it's the artist and not the song who provided our 5. The song is This Love and the artist is Maroon 5.
I was so high I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes. The chaos that controlled my mind. Whispered goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again.
Love.
Robbie Ellis Bextor's Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
Time we could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you, and there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too, and I'll put my hands over your eyes but you'll peek through, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies, and sun, sun, sun all down our necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun. That I've ever been, and I'll say I no longer feel I have to be James Dean, and she'll say yeah, well I feel all pretty happy too, and I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you, and it'd be love, love, love all through our bodies, and love, love, love all through our minds, and it'd be love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, love all over mine. And though admittedly all these moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed, and I know that admittedly they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you.
Remembers Noah and the Whale at their peak in the mid-noughties, 5 years' time. That was their very first breakthrough single. Fast forward nearly 20 years, and the video's been viewed nearly 15 million times, and that's just on YouTube. Summery feel-good at its very best. So, happy birthday to us. That was a fun disco wonderland, and there's more where that came from, because I've got Bee Gees, Anastasia, and Mark Ronson all on the way after Jessie J.
I'm feeling sexy and free. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Jesse Jane Domino in the Kitchen Disco, Tunes to Move to on Radio 2, Friday nights from 9, and it's quickfire quiz time. You know I like to have a little tease with you. Next up, I'm going to play Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse's Valerie, but can you guess what we're playing in the disco after that? I'm going to give you some clues and I want you to have a think. Clue number one, it was number one in 1977, but not only that, it also won a Grammy for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. Another clue, this singer was on the Motown label through the 70s. She'd been the subject of critical acclaim for years, but the song I'm going to play provided her path to the big time. Final clue, it's actually a cover version and was originally performed by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. So what do you reckon? Find out if you got it right after this.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
Kitchen Disco.
Oh,
get it. That is the song I was talking about before Mark Ronson. It happens to be my favourite disco song of all time, so I think, as another additional fact, it might be the most played song in the Kitchen Disco, a mid-70s Motown classic, Thelma Houston's iconic version of Don't Leave Me This Way. Ah, glorious. Right. It's actually, talking of glorious, that time of year, Eurovision is a calling. I've got treats for you on BBC Sounds right now, because as we build up to the 2026 contest, you can check out not one, but two Eurovision shows that I can provide for you. I have special Eurovision themed disco ready for you, but also you can hear me counting down Radio 2's ultimate Eurovision superstars as voted for by you. You just search Eurovision and Sounds, and I will see you there.
I meet you, yeah. Seems like my time has come and now I'm moving on. I'll be stronger.
Set me free.
Get
me out this misery.
Hell yeah.
Show me the way.
Show me the way.
Get my life again.
Oh, yeah.
You can't handle
no,
me.
No, no.
Set
no.
Me
I'm
free.
What a vocal. It's Anastasia in fifth gear on that one. That's I'm Out of Love. 2 hours of songs for the weekend. This is Kitchen Disco. I am Sophie Ellis Bextor. And we're all about the feel goods. So with that in mind, I can promise Eternal, Mystique, and even some Jane McDonald. Quite the playlist still to come. So don't go anywhere.
One more time.
That's why you know you should be scared of us.
Your musical happy place, tunes of the weekend in the kitchen disco with me, say Phyllis Baxter, Mystique and Daft Punk there. Who remembers when punk pop was all the rage? I reckon we're talking early noughties. So we've got the likes of Blink 182, Sum 41 and Green Day all selling millions. Well, here's one from that world. So from Mystique to this cheeky chart topper from the Bloodhound Gang, this is The Bad Touch.
Sweat, baby, sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that would sing about. So put your hands down my pants and I'll bet you feel nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two hand touch. You want it rough, you're out of bounds. I want you smothered, want you covered like my Waffle House hash browns. Coming quicker than FedEx, never reaching apex. Just like Coca-Cola stock, you are inclined to make me rise an hour early, just like daylight savings time. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Getting horny now.
Thank you.
ocean meets small craft advisory. So if I capsize in your thighs, high tide B5, you sunk my battleship. Please turn me on, I'm Mr. Coffee with an automatic drip. So show me yours, I'll show you mine. Tool time, you'll love it just like Lyle. And then we'll do it doggy style so we can both watch X-Files. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Welcome along to the Kitchen Disco's 5th birthday show, and I'm told I have a surprise birthday request line coming up in a few songs' time, which I'm actually super intrigued by. We haven't done that before. After this perfect pop moment, this band played their first gig in a primary school and their sound was aimed squarely at kids, but as the Spice Girls waved the world goodbye, this band filled that space for a little while. It was massive. Bewitched and C'est la vie.
From a treehouse sitting in the sky, I wanna know just what I do. Is it very big? Is there room for two? I got a house with windows and doors. I'll show you mine and show me yours. Gotta let me in. Hey, 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 let the fun begin. Hey, I'm the wolf today. Hey, 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 I'll hop, I'll hop, I'll hop, 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 I'll blow you away.
Say you won't, say you do.
Still, you choose to play the part. If you let me
can have the best of life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With all this, I'll give you a pure love that gold can't buy. If you take a chance, I'll be worth the chance. Worth the chance.
I mean, it is easy to forget Eternal's legacy and influence, but you know what? They were pretty much the only British girl group through that first half of the 90s, and that was such a great tune, a big moment for them. UK number one, and Wanna Be The Only One. They've been getting closer and closer with a ridiculous 11 top 10 singles and 3 albums in the 4 years leading up to that point. But that was a crowning moment, very, very well deserved, and one they'll always be remembered for. Songs to move to. It's Your Kitchen Disco with some old school playing next.
Up.
ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I with ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
Times. This is where one of you come on the disco, take over the decks for three songs. The show is yours for 10 minutes or so. And you can do that just by emailing me, sophie@bbc.co.uk. But this week, it's our fifth anniversary show. And I've been told by my producer that there's been a surprise guest request line caller lined up. Now, this has never happened on the Kitchen Disco before. I've got no idea who it is. Let me, with some trepidation, hit play on the voicemail.
Hello, Sophie. My name is Richard Jones. Yes, you might recognise my voice. I am your husband. I just wanted to say congratulations on 5 epic years of the Kitchen Disco on Radio 2. It all began with our lockdown kitchen discos, which got us through that time, and it's pretty incredible that it's gone on to become such a success. Super proud of you, and we love the show. So, the songs I'd like to go for this special celebration. Firstly, Hey Mickey by Tony Basil, which is a song that I know is one of your personal favourites, but also, quite bizarrely, is a song that you want played at your funeral. I'm not really sure how I feel about that. Secondly, we have All Night Long by Lionel Richie. This is a special one for us. It was actually our first dance at our wedding. We learnt a little bit of choreography, and all of our guests were pretty surprised. I think it's pretty much the only time I've ever done any choreography. And then I had to enjoy watching you dance with Brendan Cole on Strictly to our wedding dance, which was an interesting experience. But I got over it, and it's still a banger of a song, and it always fills the dance floor. Finally, I'd like to play Wuthering Heights. It's a banger of a song by Kate Bush, and a very special memory for us. When we first toured together in 2002, you'll remember after the show we went to a nightclub in Berlin, I think it was, and we finished the night dancing around a pole with the drag queens to Wuthering Heights. And then something else magical happened when we kissed, and here we are now, many years later, with many children, happily married to Wuthering Heights.
Sweet. Well, firstly, that was a lovely surprise. Richard, thank you for getting in touch, the request line. And 3 brilliant choices. Hey, Mickey, which, yeah, you're right, I do want it playing at my funeral. I've got some other tunes to play around it. Obviously, I've got to make sure that the mourners have a chance to be properly sad. But then I also want to play them a tune that I've loved since I was a little girl. And I think it's interesting, isn't it? And this is one of the big privileges of being a musician, is that you get to be involved in an art form that people do use to mark your life. So you need happy songs, you need all these songs that tell the story of all these places you've been to. And for me, Hey Mickey takes me back to the start. So I think it's quite fitting for whenever it's the end of my life, I have a song from the beginning too. I'm all for it. All Night Long, yes, our first dance. And actually, I think our wedding guests were surprised by the choreography, not least because you were actually much better at it than me. But when it came to it, I remember fluffing a bit of it and you nailed it. So well done. Finally, Wuthering Heights, which does remind me of our time on tour in Germany, yes. But also, funny enough, ties in with Kitchen Discos as well, because when we were doing our lockdown discos that inspired the name of the radio show, we did a Halloween special where I did a cover of Wuthering Heights, singing to one of our kids who was dressed in a black cape, but he'd replaced the mask of the cape with a bear head, and he kind of looked a little bit like a reverend bear, and it just brought home to me how completely bizarre our kitchen discos were. We were broadcasting over Instagram, the kids were everywhere, and I think it was, I don't know what happened to us actually. I think we kind of lost the plot, but I'm so glad we had that community to fall back on as well.
Kitchen Disco Radio 2.
Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul.
Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Kitchen Disco. BBC Radio 2.
Yeah.
from happy times at funerals to first dances at weddings to kitchen discos in our homesteads. Thank you for three glorious choices, husband of mine, Richard Jones. If you have stories to tell with music, email me your three for the request line and let's see if we can get you one. It's sophie@bbc.co.uk.
It's there.
From Sean Ryder on Gorillaz and Dare. This is the Kitchen Disco. And actually, I want to get you guessing again, please. I want to see if you can guess the tune I'm going to play you after Franz Ferdinand. Here's some clues coming your way. It was a number one for 2 weeks in November 1978. It replaced Grease's Summer Nights at the top spot. It was also the first UK chart topper for an Irish rock act. The band's frontman played a key role in one of the pop cultural events of the 1980s. And it is a 5-minute epic about a boy breaking free from his small town life. So lots and lots of clues for you there. What is playing after Franz Ferdinand? Find out if you're right after this.
I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco on BBC Radio 2.
Time for the young bright lights. Just down past the gas rush by the meat factory door, the Five Lamb Boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boy just sprang into action. And young Billy watched it under the yellow street light and said, tonight, up all night,
it's gonna be a fight, fight.
Billy don't like it living here in this.
Said.
Traps have been sprung long before he was born.
He said.
Hope as the dust behind all the closed doors, and pus and grime ooze from its scat-busting sword.
The screaming and crying in the high-rise block, it's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught.
Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough.
You're young and good.
For the right side of town.
It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more.
You better find a way out.
Hey, kick down that door. It's a rat trap, and you've been caught.
Yeah, that was the tune I was teasing you with before Franz Ferdinand, the Boomtown Rats and Rat Trap. Did you get it right? It was one of Bob Geldof's finest moments, and there's such a story he tells through the course of that 5 minutes. And get this, Geldof actually wrote the words to that song when he was working in the grim surroundings of an abattoir in 1973, 2 years before he had formed the band. I mean, life can change fast, isn't that true? But also, isn't it amazing how he was in that environment and wrote that song? Pretty cool, right? Now, I promised you a Jane McDonald moment. That is coming up in a second. Before that, it's MC Hammer. Oh, hang on, it's not. This is the original. And Super Freak in the Disco. And actually, Rick James had an amazing career, as well as signing for Motown as an artist. He'd write and produce for the likes of Eddie Murphy and Smokey Robinson, and even pop it up in the A-Team. I mean, what 80s he had. All right, we love a bit of sing-along Jane McDonald, don't we? So here she is with her Seventh Heaven backing band and a really great cover of the Kitchen Disco staple that is Dance Yourself Dizzy.
Oh,
a lovely way to round off this week's disco. What a happy disco it's been. How lovely it's been to celebrate 5 whole years of the Kitchen Disco. I've loved this episode. And if you've been listening for ages and ages, I want to thank you so much. And if you're new, I want to thank you too, if you're new to the disco, because I'm not going anywhere. You're very, very welcome. You catch up with loads of old shows you may have missed, all via BBC Sounds. You just search for me and there I'll be waiting for you. I want to also give a shout out to my husband, Richard. His glorious request line feature. It was so nice to hear your voice, darling. Good choices of songs. And thank you to everybody. Thank you for dancing with me. Keep your little dancing shoes handy. And I'll see you again next week.
This is Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco on Radio 2.